Yo, damn, bro, you just not even looking up, just zoned out. Yeah, nah, I ain't gonna lie, I was feeling that. I was just about to.
That's what's crazy. I was looking at the topics.
Well,
I was going over the topics, and I'm hearing the beat, and I was like, "You should spit something on the beat, go ahead."
No, absolutely not. That's not for me.
That's
but
not.
I don't actually. Nah, I can't say that out loud. I'm a wee. Welcome everybody. This is a Not For Sale podcast. I am your host Bree, aka Deuce Bree. I am here with my lovely co-host, the Big Montan, the Money Making.
Money Making Mitch, man. What's up, y'all?
What's up, bro?
How y'all doing?
Great. And today we have a lovely guest today. Now, this man is the man that makes shit happen, bro. Like, this guy is out of here. I've never seen somebody work as hard as this guy. Give it up for Joe, guys.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm in a good space. I'm happy. I'm excited for the new year, what's to come, you know. More like, I'm just excited. I'm excited to be here. This is like, I think my third podcast I was on, but this is my first time like in front of a mic, in front of a camera.
Yes.
The other two were like in front of a Zoom, it was a Zoom call. So this is new for me. So this is a great way to start off the year for me.
I love this.
So yeah, thank you for having me.
I'm so glad to have you here. I've seen so many great things from you for years. So.
So glad.
But yeah, how are you guys' weekends? And how's your week? You know, it's a holiday weekend. So any fun plans that you guys have going on for tomorrow?
I'm going to catch up on some sleep.
Nah, I felt that.
Tomorrow, probably just playing the plot pretty much. And like I said, get ready for the week, handle the little, finish up laundry, you know, and get little stuff, a little done for the week to get prepared, you know.
That's good.
A little grocery shopping, maybe.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, nah, grocery shopping, please don't give me any PTSD. I just wrote a post about that same shit. Every time I'm going there 2 weeks to buy the same shit that I bought 2 weeks ago. I feel like things are not
lasting. How fast are you using it?
Grapes? Gone.
Nigga.
All right, great. Understood.
Grapes gone. Juice gone. Like, definitely I can juice. Water less, thankfully. But everything else, like salmon, shrimp, like, clap.
Yeah, those are one and done.
So yeah, it's over. So, you know.
If you're saving seafood for over 2 weeks, then you should not be eating.
Yeah, you shouldn't be touching that. That's a fact.
So, you know. But other than that, I didn't really do anything much this weekend. Staying in the crib. Catched up on Power, which we will talk about later on.
I didn't even catch up.
That is giving me PTSD.
But fuck Rock.
Oh, no.
Whoa, that's how you feel?
I'm Team Kanan.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, you're wilding.
You really need to catch up.
I'm going to catch up. But I already, listen, Kanan, I felt like he was the realest one throughout all these shows. So.
Is that so?
Yeah.
I mean, all right, yeah, I can understand that. I get that. But just catch up. I mean, you might not say fuck Rock. You know how things are moving right now.
You watched the latest episode?
The last one I seen was she bugged out and put the gun in his bag. Fuck
oh, yeah,
Rock.
Yeah, she did wild out. We understand that.
You're bugged. You're like, bugged. Right now, they could have killed him in the school.
No, they was going to kill him in the school.
They wasn't going to kill him in the school, like, bro.
If they did, they would have got going to jail or however it might have been.
Black boy with a gun.
Okay, back then, it would have been a big.
Yeah, it would have been worse back then than now.
Rock would have definitely turned up on everybody. She would have regretted, like, oh, word, this is what.
This
she would have kept alive and probably committed suicide like 2 seasons down the line.
Fucking wild, yeah, dead ass. We are in season 3 right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other than that, honestly, I just stayed in Craig. I'm working on my Q1 and Q2 being for myself and like focusing on like work and trying to get this podcast off the fucking ground.
Mm-hmm.
So slowly but surely, you know, but let's get into these topics. Definitely. So where you guys want to start? CJ, where you want to start?
We could start with murder because I ain't even know he was still doing wrap ups.
Mm. Yeah. But it's a freestyle now. It's not like a whole.
Yeah, I heard he broke it down in 3 parts. I heard clips, but I have not like sat down and like, all right, I'm about to just tap in and listen to it.
I didn't listen to the whole whatever how long it was. I don't want to listen to 3 parts.
Why not?
I ain't got it in me for that.
Damn.
7 minutes, I know you up there talking some bullshit. I gotta listen.
So clearly you didn't listen to the D'Angelo and Jay-Z song. That was 9 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah. No, I'm excited to hear that. I know it came out this week or like what? Yeah. Mm-hmm, so I'm excited to hear it, but I haven't done. I'm like, I just want to see how that sounds or like who.
Yeah, it got it. The transitions for that have to be different.
I just want to hear how that's moving. But I'm pretty sure it's going to sound great because Jay-Z doesn't usually just hop on just to hop on things just because. It's always a reason or he got something to say. So, but. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I haven't heard anybody, I think, else listen to it yet, I guess. I mean, I haven't seen any, like, pops up about it. I've just seen, like, oh, 9 minute song, 9 minute song, but nobody's talking about the song. Mm-hmm. They just talking about who's on it, but and the length of it, but never, like, what is he talking about? Is he spitting?
I listened to it, and it's poetic.
Oh, Jay-Z.
Okay.
If that makes
like
any sense.
Like song cry poetic?
Yes. Similar, okay. But he's just way more on the poetry side as opposed to him rapping, if that makes any sense.
Okay, so he got pauses, little deep breaths, mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He brought that track alive.
Yeah.
He made it alive.
Mm.
Mm. Okay.
But
D'Angelo doing it.
D'Angelo shit.
Okay. I mean, hey, I mean, you know.
Have you ever heard a bad D'Angelo song? Okay, so I can't. Certain greats, I just. I'm gonna let you rock.
I feel like with Jay-Z, I'm just letting it rock because I already know it's gonna sound good. He's spinning, but the way you're saying, like, he's doing some poetry flow, like, all right, now I wanna. Yeah. If someone, like, put that on a title flow, mm-hmm. like, for the song coming out this, I was like, all right, I'm gonna tap in a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, for Uncle Murder, I saw Troy Ave responded by saying that he wasn't going to respond on a record.
He responded.
I mean, here's the thing.
Everybody's relevant.
You're right. Everybody's relevant, but it's like,
everybody got their seasons, but like, it's just.
This must be his month. This about to be like, he about to drop something, ain't he?
Nah, he.
He has to.
Yeah, because you know,
he's about to drop something.
No, we've actually been looking at it, and anytime somebody comes out and says some crazy shit, usually there's a release behind that.
I agree. I'm just. We'll see. We'll see what the follow-up is. Nah, I mean, I didn't see his response or what he said. I even listened to Uncle Murder's stuff. Like I said, I heard clips. You know, I heard the Diddy clip, but...
you heard the Diddy. That was enough.
That was it.
That was
and
enough.
And the Nicki Minaj, that all that, I think the second part.
And then here y'all go. Let me let everybody know that. And I got this. I learned. I study hip-hop. Y'all know when I did in Kendrick Lamar, just a weirdo rapper, after Kendrick said he's the king of New York. And then my reply, everybody went... crazy over. Everybody else says slick lines, Fab, Joel Ortiz, and these rapping ass niggas. All these niggas had slick lines about Kendrick Lamar not being the king of New York saying shit. But my two bars went crazy. Snoop Dogg is reposting this shit. Every day asking Kendrick interviews about, hey, what you think about Troy Ave? Not what you think about all the other niggas. I'm independent, little old me. Cause I hit harder, my shit different. You know what I'm saying? My shit different. But now here's another thing, a little fact that everybody might not know. This is a fact. Jay-Z went in there with Guru and he recorded a response. But guess what Jay-Z did? He said, I never released it. Don't have to. Sometimes niggas say, what would Hov do? I think about shit like, I remember 50 Cent said he seen Jay-Z in the back of Yankee Stadium and it's a show or whatever.
I feel like that was the easiest way for him to get out of not responding back to this.
I mean, if everybody got to respond, like, nobody got to respond. Like, at this point, we know that Uncle Murder's going to do it. So, it's just a matter of, like...
Are you going to give it attention?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I'm not saying he's not spitting about the years. It's a good rapper. Like, it's really dope to have that, especially for certain people who don't know what's going on in the world. And when they hear it, it's like, oh, this happened, that happened. Or you just forgot that certain things did happen. But, no, you don't got to respond.
At all.
It already happened. He just telling you what already happened.
Yeah, you know how many people Uncle Murder mentioned. If everybody responded, like, come on,
like he just telling you what already went down in February that you were trying to like.
It's a wrap up.
Like, yeah, I'm just trying to get
it's a wrap up, bro. Like, get you mad? Your name got dropped in the wrap up. They might go check for you now.
Yeah, like, oh, you know? I might want to see what happened to Nicki and. Whatever, or...
Sure. I'm on you, God. I'm like with
said,
y'all. Like
I said, I think
just
it's...
Just don't even entertain it at this point.
Like I said, it might be like some promo for music
coming
soon.
I feel like it's promo.
So like,
we gotta see. Hold on.
Like, I'm not even gonna lie. I seen he declined a contract on Instagram or something like that. He posted he declined a label contract.
Which, who's the label?
Who knows? You ain't come on.
I mean, it's too many. A lot of labels now. So it's
new single. Beautiful.
When it come out, when it drops,
January 2nd.
Oh,
all right. So he needs some traction.
He's one of the people to tap in that he just dropped something.
Took advantage of the opportunity. I hope the song is good.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, I'll take a listen. I know it came out. I mean, I remember my playlist, so I remember it coming out because I remember putting it on like my Excel file, but I haven't listened to it yet.
Yeah, I figured that. But yeah, I definitely want to get into Cat Williams on the Shay Shay Show. And I definitely want your opinion.
Shout out to Shannon Sharp. Cause like that's a really dope show to be that lit, you know. Off of, you know, he had several shows before that, but that episode going viral, a great moment for him, a great opportunity for him to like really do something good with his platform. So I think it was a good opportunity. I don't think nobody knew, you know what I'm saying? Nobody knew that was gonna be that way. I don't think he did. He was just like, hey, I got Cat Williams on my show. Which if I had Cat Williams on my show, I'd be like, I'd be hyped.
He definitely mentioned that. You know, and like after interviews, he mentioned that it was hard even doing it because he's like, he's talking about some people that I like, my friends. He's talking about in this interview, and if he's doing it for the people, then upload it, let it rip.
Yeah, he was taking it in. He was like certain things he wanted to say, but he's like, you know what, I'm the host. I gotta realize this is part of my job. Like, and he's like, all right, cool, next question, because he kept going back to his cars because he's like, if he said what's on his mind, then he's gonna he don't know where that's gonna go. But he did great. I think
loved it. I'm happy we was able to watch it. I didn't want to wait.
That was like honestly the first interview that I really sat down and watched. Like it was 2 hours and like 30 minutes. Yes. But like,
and I sat down the whole time and watched
that together. Yeah.
Yes.
I saw it throughout the day, but like I sat there for at least an hour and a half. Like, all right, I'm here, I'm focused, I'm locked in. Cause I would just shout out to the content creators who was making all these clips and finding all the research and that made me more involved. I was like, oh, he's saying this, and I'm like, I'm seeing clips about him. Like,
yes. And all right,
let me see what he's really saying. Clips. Like. Word to word, so I get my own opinion about it, so I could just like understand what's going on.
Yeah, they definitely got us with the shorts, the clips that they had up there. Yeah, you had to go watch it.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. He called out Kevin Hart, Steve Harvey, Cedric the Entertainer, Ricky Smiley. He said Cedric stole a joke from him. Then social media users found the joke and put the videos compared to side to side.
I'm not gonna lie,
the
internet came out to protect Cat.
They went hard. Yeah.
Yeah, Cat. Yo, the internet had his back.
Yeah.
They definitely had his back.
They definitely
they
did.
They did their research, so no matter what, just to find something. But
find everything in terms of what he was talking about. It was just like,
he got everybody in response. He did what Uncle Murder should have done. Everybody.
Yeah, for real. Literally.
Everybody else responded to Cat Williams.
Everybody. Yeah, they had him.
Everybody. Every single person he mentioned, which is crazy. But I do have a question. He talked about in an interview the fact that Martin Lawrence tried to get him to put a dress on, and with black men working in entertainment and comedy, he feels like that's emasculating men. So in that instance, when Martin offered him the role but said he wanted to wear the dress, Cat told him hell no and told him to get Brandon T. Jackson to do it, which ended up being the actual person who Martin Lawrence ended up doing the movie with. With Kevin Hart about to be on a comedy tour, I saw Tori Hart wanted to do the tour with him as well, which is a little messy within itself. But it was smart to drop this also around the Jeffrey Epstein list, taking that attention away from it, just because the names that have come out on the list, everybody has come out and said that it's not true. It's very interesting to see how this and Cat Williams kind of combated each other for the news cycle. But do you guys submit to the dress theory?
I know I do. It's something weird with that. It's something off with that. Even when I remember watching Chris Tucker on Friday, and then I forgot what's that other movie he had the dress in with Bruce Willis, and I was like, I think Seventh Element or something like that. And I'm like, what the click? Change that. I'm like, you represented somebody that we all knew in Friday, and then to see that was just a little off. And then you see rappers do it, you see Martin Lawrence with the
comedians.
Big Mama, Tyler Perry, all of that kind of throw me off, because it's just like, if you're funny, right? you funny. Like,
you gotta throw the dress on
to be funny.
I mean, nah, I think I don't submit to, like, either. I think for the comedians who've done it, I feel like they've gone into character and they just embody the character. But I understand what Cat Williams, like, that's what he's not gonna do. Like, yeah, that's what he's willing to not submit to. There's certain artists, you know, when it comes to music, they don't want to submit to do certain things, certain ways. So that's one thing in his contract that he just doesn't want to wear a dress. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there's some that want to. I'm not saying they want to, but
they don't mind it.
They understand the impact, the magnitude. They, like, feel, you know, they've seen other people, comedians do it, you know, that they have looked up to. And I think it's just a matter of, like, are they going, they know that's a character and they're actors and they know this is a job. For some of them, they believe that. But I understand Cat Williams too. He's like, I'm just standing on business. Like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, I can't get jiggy with it. I'll be with
you. I mean,
yeah,
I'm not wearing a dress. I'm not wearing a dress. But I understand. Yeah, but I get it for as a comedian, and it was a role that might do well, get me on a good platform. Like, all right, I got to wear it for what, 30 minutes out of a 2-hour movie.
We've seen a lot of people not wear it too, and they've been they've been good too. So, like, you know,
of course.
I don't know about that, guys. Now, I could be wrong, mm-hmm, but I have definitely seen a difference between the comedians that wear the dress as opposed to comedians that don't.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
I do see a big difference.
Yeah,
so
Cat Williams did point that out, and I never realized that until he did. So, like, that makes me
white
definitely,
or black. It doesn't even matter color at that point.
Absolutely, yeah, I get, like, that. Yeah.
So I think there is something to be said about that. I don't know. I'm just more intrigued. I think now I'm gonna be way more aware and, like, try to, like, point that out and see if there's an actor that now comes up, wears a dress, and see where his career goes, as opposed to one that doesn't.
No, I get it. Yeah, like, some of them is just their job, because I've seen it, like, on Saturday Night Live growing up, so many of those, you know, stand-up comedians put on a dress.
Look at what you say, what you've seen it on Saturday Night Live. That's a huge platform. So once you do it on that platform, that's it. You bound to take off after that.
Yeah.
So I've seen, that. So, like, I think it's just sometimes a job that they trying to get far. Might help them, because it might get your eyes, like, oh, it's a man in a dress. Who's the actor? Oh, he played the woman very well.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that's it. Well, I mean, listen, we had Tyler Perry, Martin Lawrence,
Robin Williams. Rest
exactly
in peace.
Like, they've done great jobs as women.
But it's the role. But sometimes what Cat Williams did say is, like, it's the role. What they're dressing up. Why are we dressing up as women? Robin Williams dressed up because he wanted to be around his daughter. That was the movie.
Oh yeah.
Everything else was like, I'm dressing up to be a woman to get in somewhere, because not for a particular. Like,
got it, for a particular reason, yeah, as opposed to that.
I can understand.
Makes sense. So, I have a question for you both. You are a Hollywood / music executive. What's more important to you, talent or audience? Because, honestly, I'm glad that you brought up, like, late night TV, because I saw Roy Wood Jr. did an interview with Variety that talked about the future of late night TV. He gave examples of, like, James Corden was being replaced by Ed Midnight, which is a game show, which is cheaper and quicker, but maintains the same conversation about today's issues. He also brought up the fact that if you see that as an option, then the reliance solely falls on the panelists to be funny that night, not establishing an actual relationship, like you said, seeing certain actors and comedians in certain spaces like Saturday Night Live or a Jimmy Fallon or whatever the case may be.
That's a hard question, and it shouldn't.
It should not be a hard question. Because
you want to take talent.
I know, audience.
Really?
Take your audience.
Okay, tell me why.
You can grow talent. You can get better. You can actually, you know.
You could grow talent.
Not grow talent, but you can.
There's potential.
I'm not saying everyone has potential to have talent. You know, I'm not saying you're picking the average person off the street and we're going to make talent, grow talent. No, like, someone who has the potential to go far just needs the right tools to help them out. Like, artist development. You know what I'm saying? Some people are very good at singing. If they get polished, they take a couple of classes, do it consistently, and able to get better over time. Yeah, they can grow into, I'm not saying the mega stars, but to where we can have somebody have a fan base, that audience.
Definitely.
You know,
what you think?
Now, here's my ignorant ass answer.
Let's hear your ignorant ass answer, because my answer
is see how much people
answer,
watch Zeus support that shit. There's no talent. I don't see a single talented person on that show.
You don't think Jocelyn is talented?
Hell no. They just bring an audience.
You don't think Jocelyn is talented?
They just bring an audience.
You don't think?
Look how much, like, every look at just look at it, bro. Look at it, what they be doing up
she
there, how they just
be. She
had
an audience prior to Love & Hip Hop, so she didn't have none of that before Love & Hip Hop. So I'm always thinking of Jocelyn Love & Hip Hop.
I see that as just, yo, pure ratchet TV, like how they call it. This is just ratchet TV for entertainment only. And it's going to, yo, I see my grandmother watch it one time, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
That in itself is a talent.
It's just audience. To be ratchet is a talent?
No.
I mean, she's talented for making, putting music out. I'll give her that. But
besides,
it is,
yeah, besides the music, the show alone.
But the show itself is for the audience. It is for the, like, the show itself is for the audience. But, like, she is talented when it comes to, like, singing. Listen, there's a lot of things she's done that I know
other. A lot of women can't do
or want to do, you know, but I just...
You think audience?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on top.
I'm with Joe
on
this. You can.
I don't
everybody
think you
has
can
potential energy.
Truthfully,
it's all stored.
To
you
my
can just...
music purist self, for ultimate success, you can't manufacture that. That has to be within. Yeah, I can build you an audience. I'd rather you have the talent. I don't want to do all that extra work.
You sound like a label.
No,
I'm not trying to do all that extra work.
Not necessarily, because here's the thing. There's such thing called as artist development. There is such a need for that. But there's still got to be within. I can't pick up somebody that has an audience and say, yo, she can be a great singer. No, absolutely not. No. Did you be in a choir? Like, is there some type of foundation
you
within
need, you?
You
need,
no,
like,
I agree with the
like, okay.
I get, like, that's why I said potential. That's why I'm like, I could, like, but if you, I'm going with still audience over, yeah.
Damn, you sound like the machine, funny enough.
It sounds crazy, but when you think
you
about it.
You sound like the machine.
If you have an audience, it really don't matter who you put in front of
damn,
them.
Damn, that's hard.
That's the crazy part.
That's
once
hard.
You have
because
an audience,
because they're talented people that don't get that up, but are not in the right audience. There are talented people in this world that don't have an audience.
That's this talented people that's misplaced, literally. We see it all the time. We know people like that.
You're saying, you just asked us two questions, talent or audience. There's some people who have talent, but are not in the right in the front audience.
And you have an audience, but you don't have a talent at all.
But they love that shit.
They love your personality. That's why I'm like, artists within now are changing. It was talent back in the day.
Oh, yes.
But
yeah.
Now it's more of like, who are you? Who's your personality? Are you relatable? Those are the things that we care about more.
But also, like, now that we're on the ground floor running with a lot of these, you know, around these artists, like, we tell our friends, we see you have the potential to be good. You're talented.
Yeah, you're talented, but you need to get your shit together.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't have to tell you to post on social media. That shouldn't be a thing. But yet, it's a thing.
It is. It's unfortunately a thing.
But how can that be a thing when you already had an audience? So you know how to feed that audience. So why are you not feeding that audience now? Bingo. That's why I say I want talent.
I think that's discipline.
There's people who have talent don't have no discipline.
Yeah.
And there's an audience. There are people who have a lot of audience who don't have no discipline. Zeus TV is a great example of that.
For
but
me,
talented,
Zeus is.
You just saying,
Zeus
but you say the people on there are talented.
Say, no. I said Jocelyn is talented. I agreed with you there. The show is an audience because she got it because of Jocelyn. You're still not getting away from that. That's still her audience regardless.
Okay, I can see where you're going with it. I can agree with that, but...
To me, developing a product quickly, simply, and cheaply with an array of faces on a daily basis opens up a door for anyone with a camera and something interesting to say. I think it's time for all creators to consider how much being in a system makes sense to them anymore. Like you said, certain aspects can be label driven and others can be independent driven. Most people aren't even looking at celebrities on a day to day. Strolling on your phone at night, you're not looking at celebrities. You're looking at people that you know, people that's relatable to you, funny content. You're not looking at to see what Rick Ross is doing today. You don't care about that.
I care about Lotto. Post notifications on.
You're sick.
For real?
Yeah.
I ain't even lying.
No, wrong with Lotto. I'm just like,
nah.
Shout out to Lotto, but I was like, oh, you serious?
Yeah. He's dead serious.
Why are you serious?
This guy's
in
love with Lotto. You can't tell him nothing.
You can't do no wrong.
No, God, you got Lord Jesus. But definitely.
So were you a fan of Lotto like before?
No, we didn't even go. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I seen her when she was on the show though.
Okay.
I definitely remember that.
Okay.
But you know,
she grew on you.
Yeah. I mean,
did you not think she could rap?
No, I did think she could rap. It's just, I feel like kid rappers, they always have a harder time. It's so much you can talk about. You're kind of limited unless you go that route, you know, and just go left, far left. But when she dropped that song with JD, it wasn't bad. But like he said, it was just like nobody really wanted to hear a kid rapper. She grew up. She got to talk about what she wanted to talk about, dress how she wanted to dress, look how she wanted to look.
Did we ever, with the exception of Bow Wow, do we ever want a kid rapper?
Y'all only like Bow Wow for the braids. He was a little Iverson for y'all. That's why the girl, like, y'all had a crush on Iverson and y'all had a crush on Bow Wow. The two same people. Same height and everything.
I think the ladies knew Bow Wow before Iverson.
Yes. Respectfully. We knew Bow Wow before we knew Iverson.
Like, at that time, yes, they knew Bow Wow before Iverson.
Yes. All
right. I'm telling
you. Thank you. Yes.
They were both on TV.
As a woman, I didn't know about Iverson, but I knew about, you know, Bow Weezy.
And they knew about Bow Wow.
And Romeo. Those are only two kid stars.
It was like, you just had to choose a side back then.
Nah, I didn't choose a side.
You didn't choose a side? Nope. So you didn't choose a side back then?
No, he wasn't getting me.
B2K.
B2K, I definitely chose a side. Damn, I had to. Coincidentally, did you notice that B5... Do you know they all are connected to Back to Jackson 5?
Nah.
Yeah.
I was a fan of B5, though.
B5 was a shit.
B5 was what?
B5 was a shit.
I used to hate that shit. I ain't even gonna lie. Oh my god. I used to be so dread when they was number one again. I'm like,
nah, we gotta play that. That's my shit.
Yo, they wasn't on that Millennium Tour.
The ladies loved the song.
No.
I saw this. When that came out, B5, Washington Park.
No. They didn't. Oh, they actually talked about it.
It was in the school, whatever. This was a school, after school.
Yeah, this is the after school, John.
How you doing?
And all of them are huge now. They all look different, though.
I hope
for the most part.
Okay. I hope they look like they got bigger.
I hope they healthy.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say all that. I just said they got bigger.
Did
I
give them some
I just
money.
Saw like a clip of the Cheaper by the Dozen cast, like as they got older.
Same.
That was kind of dope. So yeah,
it was good to see. What else? Oh, let's get to your NBA young boy. Fast forward, sat down with $1 million worth of game. With Gillian Wallow. He also sat down with Bootleg Kev and did an interview. I don't like how he was in $1 million Worth of Game versus Bootleg Kev. I feel like Bootleg Kev, he was just way more animated and like talked more as opposed to $1 million Worth of Game.
I see, I saw both of them and I understand why you say that.
I do.
I feel like with $1 million Worth of Game, I think he was just more listening to Gillian Wallow. I think it was just like, even how they was talking to him, if you watched it and you see their body language with him, even when they greeted each other, he hugged him for mad long. He hugged him until a young boy hugged him back and held him, like, you know, that was more of a
acknowledgement,
a mentor thing, I felt like, rather than an actual interview. I feel like they was just, you know, what you been up to, how you been, let's talk, bro. The one with Bootleg Kev, that was, sit down, let's talk about this interview, you know, let's get these questions out.
Got it, okay.
Yeah.
I saw clips of both, I didn't see the full, but like the first one with $1 million Worth of Game, where it was at?
It's his crib, yeah, he on house arrest.
On his land, they went around, in the beginning of the interview, they did a walk with the dog.
But you like the Bootleg Kev one more.
I feel like he was way more talkative in the Bootleg Kev one. Like, I expected to get what I got at Bootleg Kev at $1 million Worth of Game. In terms of what he was talking about, in terms of fatherhood, like he was very, and both of them acts.
I mean, for me not seeing both interviews, I just think that NBA Youngboy got comfortable with Bootleg Kev. That was the second time around.
Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
True.
That's the only I could think about. You know, maybe at the first time with $1 million Worth of Game, he didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
Or really had
Which
the right
it
words.
It felt like he didn't quite know what exactly
but,
to
you know,
say.
For him to feel better on the second time go around with Bootleg Kev, yeah, hearing the same questions about that, like, yeah, I might feel a little more comfortable answering them now because, you know, I have
time.
My go around.
Yeah,
like anybody, you know what I'm saying?
Time, yeah.
So, but I do believe, like you said, like it could have been on some mentor stuff, like I'm getting $1 million worth of game. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening.
Literally,
I'm here.
Yeah.
Got it.
You know.
Well, some of the things that, you know, kind of alerted me, what came out in that Bootleg Kev interview, he said he's not really big on fatherhood. He says, I'm only here because you're here. I'm not the type to sugarcoat nothing. I'm four walls every day. We bond a lot in terms of his kids. As a dad, is that how you feel about fatherhood?
Nah. Like, for me, I'll be honest with you, for me, fatherhood, like, this is my spare time. Right now, I feel guilty doing the cast because I could be with my little man. So you know what I'm saying? So that's how fatherhood is for me. Like, for young boy, I feel like his trauma and everything he probably went through that we don't really know about, that boy needs some therapy. He need to talk to somebody. Like in the interview with Million Dollars Worth of Game, he told him like, I need a team. I got myself here. Now I need a team. I need people to help me. I need more help now. I can't keep doing this on my own. I already made my millions by myself. No blueprint. Nobody was there to tell him like, yo, don't do this, don't do that. Like, he's admitting it. He's taking accountability to his actions and how he got there.
Which he did, and I truly appreciated that because I was always very curious about that one.
Like, yeah, his that one threw me off. Explosion
is his fan base is nothing to play with. But I never understood him. So
I don't know if we'll understand him. I don't think we will.
I don't think we're supposed to. I think we, like, you know, so he's asking for help. I mean, you want to, but like,
for his music at least.
I mean, yeah. I mean, and that's what eventually through time that he might be able to a little understand, like, open up a little about that. But for now, I think he's just trying to, like, he's saying, find a team, find people that could understand him, whether it be two or three or four people, and, you know, they figure it out together. He's not trying to eat alone.
Yeah. Nobody wants to eat alone.
Yeah.
It was also interesting. He revealed that he started smoking cigarettes at age 7. That was wild. It's not.
I feel like we've heard stories about that.
Like
college, somebody smoked cigarettes, smoking weed at 7, or like at a young age, like, you know, we've heard those stories, like, and we had the same reaction. But it's like,
got hot in here. I can't speak on it. I'm guilty. I was smoking weed and cigarettes in middle school.
What?
Yeah. I was outside.
Who
outside.
Exposed
like,
you to it? That's my question.
I was just an outside nigga. Like middle school, I was one of those little badass kids. Like I was causing hell, stealing from stores, doing everything I wasn't supposed to be doing. Name it. Like, and then you just be with the older guys sometimes. And I'll be real with you, the older niggas ain't telling you shit. They letting you do it too. Like pick up bad habits from them.
That's they need something too for the moment.
Yeah.
So, I would think the old heads would at least tell y'all.
Some of them do, and some of them, some of them do what they need. Like,
it depends where they at in their life. Sometimes when it comes to the
OGs,
you'd
be surprised. It's just an older version of you seeing unless you change your way. 7, yeah, 7 is crazy.
NBA YoungBoy also believes that doing a collaboration with Rod Wave would set Rod Wave back.
I can understand that. He just thinks that Rod Wave fan base may not take heed to the music. That just might be his opinion because they just feel like they're just two.
That's two different audience.
You know, so I can see. Okay. Think about it like we've seen some people who work with certain people and it's like, all right, one had the better career and one just kind of just didn't go anywhere after that.
True.
So it's just a self-awareness. He just feels that like, and this is probably other conversations that other artists have with themselves. He just talked about it. I'm pretty sure certain artists like, I'm going to stay waiting. He might be doing this thing, so I'm going to chill just for the... For the hell of it, you know, but to look out in a way. Who knows? It might sound good, but he just doesn't want to waste his time too, or his.
It's just very interesting. Speaking of touring, I definitely want your opinion on this. So, Ari Lennox recently details about her difficult experience opening up on Rod Wave's tour. Have you guys heard it?
I've heard the water bottle incident.
I've heard the water bottle, and I've heard, seen something, a post saying like she's disappointed in her team, something like that, along the lines like that.
I mean, okay, I don't consume Rod Wave as much as I should.
As you
was
should.
Was that a wrong tour for her?
I don't think that was. I mean,
I don't think it was the best timing for her to be on that tour. I don't think
like you opening up a Rod Wave.
I think
you said the timing
and the reason why I said the timing because I just feel like their music were just not on the same time, like their sound were not the same, because I feel like if I can say maybe the Ari Lennox when forgot the name of the album, but when Pop was on their Apartment, maybe that would have that type of time it right Rod Wave. Yeah, would have worked for Rod Wave. But the sound that she's creating is too different. They're not trying to be a little upbeat a little bit, you know. And her music is not down or in the feelings. It's more of like I'm uplifting myself. I'm talking, you know, my shit.
Neo soul.
Yeah. So it's just sonically they might sound good together. Sonically they might sound good together, but I don't think their fans are the same.
Yeah. I don't think you want to hear Ari before Rod. Like, that's not going to get me excited.
It is a point of a tour. It is a point of that being on the tour, but it's a matter of, is it the right tour for her? It is a point of being on the tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
You're supposed to get a different demo.
You are. And that's why we have features, and that's why we have songs, to see if that demographic is going to sound good with it.
This is true.
That's like, okay, is this going to work? Because I need to know, maybe we can do a tour together. Mm-hmm. Maybe my fans is liking to X, Y, and Z artists. Let's hop on it now. Maybe start a song. You should have done a song first to see if it sounded good.
See if it makes sense.
Shit, after this happened, she should have did a song and see if they could have even, you know, bounce off of this, turn this into a positive something. Like he's saying, this probably was just thought of. Like, nobody really even put
it. It was an opening. The money sounded good. It was an opportunity for her to keep going. She probably wanted to be out there. Mm-hmm. You know, and get back on the road and make some money. It's all possible, you know, different reasons for her to say yes and her team to say yes. I can understand her being upset at the team because they probably convinced her to say it was a good one, you know, probably gave her all the positivities about it, the right things. Everyone was doing their job.
I feel for her because you gotta give artists some respect.
You're right though. Everybody was trying to do their job. Want the money, they need the demo.
You know. Or maybe she didn't need the money. Maybe she just wanted to.
She said that.
Oh.
She absolutely said that.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
The tour gave her an opportunity to catch up on bills, which in itself just makes me a little concerned.
That made me cringe, like hearing. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not cringe because she has to do it. It's cringe because of the fact that, like, now you're choosing between money and you being able to just go out and be on tour and enjoy and mm-hmm. loving it for what it is.
Now this is work.
Now this is survival. And you start, when you're in survival mode, you start making mistakes.
Damn.
I.e. the tour.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie though. You throw a bottle at me, my security gonna whip your ass.
My security's kicking you out. I'm making sure. We're not even about to do this. Like, and I'm not ruining the whole show for it either. I'm going to call security and have them escort you out.
Escort? We gonna whoop your ass right there in that crowd.
No, don't do that.
Nah.
That's how people get lawsuits.
Sounds right. And we gonna, and when are y'all gonna take that L?
Listen, that's how artists lose money on that show.
See?
You gotta return everybody money to the ticket, show ended early. She wasn't the headliner. Yeah. So if they ended the show right there, come on.
I feel you with that because it's gonna be consequences, but I bet somebody learned a fucking lesson. I bet her team learned a lesson, including her.
She had to learn a lesson. I just don't like when I see artists do that. Don't go on social media and start complaining about it. Like, talk to your team. Like, we should not be hearing this.
I'm a fan of Ari Lennox. She was always going on live and saying what she wanted to say, and like, you know,
that's been her thing.
Like, that's something that she's done, and I'm pretty sure that her team is very aware of, and you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like it comes with the territory.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, if she things happen and she might regret it, she might not. But in due time we'll see if this comes with a great album.
Hopefully.
Coming soon.
Draymond Green reveals NBA commissioner Adam Silver talked him out of retirement.
I mean,
cause Draymond's been wildin'. Every time I turn around, he got another headline going. He's getting kicked out of games. What is going on? Like, I just want to know what's happening in the NBA.
Storyline.
Old boy getting arrested for stealing from Target. Like, what is going on?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, so now you're changing. That's a devil.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I saw that headline too,
and I was just like, yo, bro. I don't. You tagged me like you gotta explain, little bro. He assing out.
I don't know. All right, let's talk about Draymond. Let's go to Draymond first. They will answer the Target. But I think for Adam, it was more of like, all right, there's more of your career left.
Do you guys agree?
To talk about retirement?
For Draymond.
Yeah, because I still want to see him play. I mean, yeah, he is wild on the court, and like a lot of it is unfortunately second nature because that was a game that he played prior to now all the rules coming. You know, that was something he got to unlearn, unfortunately. But a lot of stuff is out of pocket, respectfully. A lot mm-hmm. of stuff is out of pocket, but I want to see him play more. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to see him just jump into, you know, podcasting or to like airing stuff. Like, I want him to see a career. I want him to buy out, you know? I've seen him win championships with, you know, mm-hmm. why not keep going?
Yeah.
If they can let you still play. If they allow that. Yeah. But
if they allow you to play, why not?
Yo, the NBA rig, man.
That too.
All right. hearing that before the trade deadline. Right? Next month is the trade deadline. You go look at the odds to win the championship.
All right, he's talking about FanDuel.
And I'm being so, because it's crazy. The NBA, the NFL, they all got these storylines. Like, you gotta watch the games and see how they play out, and you just be like,
I mean, I know Adam Sandler's good TV. Obviously, people are going to tune in for Draymond to play that game. Mm-hmm. You know, that's obviously on the back of his mind. That's why when I said rigged, that's what I was like. Oh, yeah, it's all about, you know, but the numbers at the end of the day.
That forced retirement could be frustration with where the Warriors at right now and everything. And we don't know these conversations behind closed doors.
Retirement could be him just like, because he's, I ain't going to lie, probably tired of dealing with the public too.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's know he wrong, and they know that he's been, he did bad or situation, but I'm pretty sure right now he's tired of everybody coming at him and just kind of want to just, all right, I'm going to just leave it here.
Yeah, and for that I can understand, because he's been walling in the headlines, so, you know.
But I don't think he's been like 100% basketball focused either since the podcast and everything else, because he even tried to miss a game to go see Bron play when he was taking Kareem's spot for all-time points, which is like, yo, crazy. Bro, y'all have a game, and you want us
your game.
To let you miss your game to go see Bron? Like, you losing your fucking mind?
That's what you
just
want to
be
do,
part
right?
of history.
Nah, yeah. I feel you. That's a
big
thing.
Sometimes you just gotta see, like,
that's,
you know?
That was a huge night, but it's like, Where's your focus?
I mean,
like, where's your focus? Are we not paying you? Like, what are you doing right now? So I don't know. Maybe they had a little sneaky conversation. Like, we're gonna help the Warriors. We got y'all. You know, we got you. Win one more, and then you can leave. Right? And I'm gonna place a little $10 on the Warriors championship.
I'm screaming,
you know,
not you putting $10.
It's just $10. You can't lose nothing, right?
Finally. Hold on, we're not skipping Mr. Target.
Yeah, Target boy.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Target. Why?
I don't know why, but
Make sense. You got kicked off of your team for stealing from Target.
Well, crazy. He got cut, right? And then
It came out.
It was revealed while he was on the team, he stole from Target like 7 different times.
I don't know why he stole. I don't know if he blew money real fast. I don't know. You know, but
groceries,
you know.
Body washes, candles.
Yo, alright.
He owes some money. He probably been in some debt, gambling, drugs.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Like, I'm not saying that's his lifestyle.
But y'all
on a team. I'm just thinking about the low. I mean, yes, you could be on a team. It's like having a job and you just fuck up the job.
Oh God, yeah, that's true.
You know,
and he was. This is like a 10-day contract. This is not a 10.
So I don't even know the details.
Oh, I didn't even know the details.
This is a 10-game contract or something like that, or a 10-day contract that he was under. So it's like, yeah, you got paid, bro, but whatever. You got paid more than he got. There's no way you over here asking out that you got to steal from Target.
I mean,
that's a little.
I mean, unfortunately, it's like too bad he couldn't.
And then self checkout, my nigga. Come on.
Probably did self checkout.
He probably did.
That's why you go with two people.
And then people, like he's going to Target in Houston. They're like,
everything.
Oh, that's the guy who's on the team. There's people who probably recognize him. Like, oh, he's still the first time.
There's probably
like,
real Houston Rocket fans that's like, yo, look. Yeah. And then you probably 6'8 stealing. You stupid.
He mad big.
You like, come on, bro. You're not even regular height stealing.
I hope he's all right, though.
He'll be okay.
He will be.
I hope he's all right.
He got the
I hope
candles.
He got bail.
What does that do? But I hope he alright.
They don't let you have candles in jail.
That he's in, hope he gets out of that real quick.
Hopefully.
I hope a team understands like and helps him out.
Okay, so what's the likelihood, guys?
Of what, that happening?
Yeah, team dang, actually understanding.
Nope.
I mean, no, they're not going to risk it. But I hope there's a team that, you know, that a player convinced. You know, usually it starts with the player. You know, player has to talk to the team.
Overseas, my friend.
Overseas.
Yep. Just get out of town.
It's sounding like overseas to me, but, you know, who am I to judge? Halle Bailey finally announced her baby.
Mm-hmm.
Are we excited? Are
congratulations.
We happy?
Yeah,
did
congrats.
Did we care?
I mean, damn.
I wanted her to carry Washington, this bitch. Like, don't show us nothing. Like, don't show anything. It's okay. I don't want to see it. I know you got a kid. You were pregnant. We're good.
I mean, to be honest, I didn't really know that she was pregnant. I heard about the rumors and stuff like that. People were saying.
Yeah.
Everybody on the internet pointed it out for the entire 9 months.
I mean,
I can't trust people on the internet though. We too wishy washy. And then tomorrow we would throw rocks right at her. Listen, after defending her.
I saw it one time. Saw it. Didn't think none of it. I'm like, okay, boom. But now I see with the baby. Oh, it makes sense. I haven't seen it in a bit. That's really how I look at it. Like, I just haven't seen it in a bit.
I guess really follow her to see her, to see if she's pregnant.
I mean, some people like showing the pregnancy and embracing it, and some need that privacy.
Some form of fashion.
You know?
Yeah. Kerry Washington is this kid, okay? Kerry Washington did the best job at it. She had two kids, and we still haven't seen them of us. Not a single piece. Nothing. We were granted the liberty of knowing her husband because he is somebody within himself. Now DDG over here rapping in bars about shit. It's insane.
I don't listen to him, so. Wow. Yeah.
Damn.
I've heard a couple of stuff.
Nope.
I've heard a couple of stuff.
Can't help. I heard a couple of stuff. I'm not saying. He had a couple of good features I've heard.
Yeah, but, it's not amazing, but it's cool.
I can't say I've dove into a project. Like, yeah, I'm here.
Is it one of those? Does he have a song that you're gonna be like, I'm gonna go play this?
Okay, so here's my analogy with that.
I don't.
Yo, thank you.
Not to say like I just don't. I just don't remember none of the songs, but I know I've heard some. Like, oh, I like this. Okay, some like but. Nonetheless, I just can't think off the top of my head.
Okay.
But if you can, let me see this.
Okay, so here's my analogy. My analogy usually is when I take his music over a sandwich.
Oh.
What?
That's my analogy.
Will you take their music over a sandwich?
What type of sandwich first?
If I had my last $5, am I going to give you the $5?
So what's your deli order? What's the sandwich?
Yeah, what type of sandwich? Because it's not just. You got to be real.
I want to know what you. This is
what you're comparing his music to. You feel me?
I want to know your favorite sandwich. Huh?
Farmer in the deli.
Okay.
A Farmer in the deli sandwich. Or this song. Well, or this album.
So what's your answer for this?
Farm and a deli sandwich.
Yo, for your music to be compared to a deli sandwich is like,
I mean, to some people that's pretty good.
To
some people that's like heaven on earth.
Have you ever had a Farm and a deli sandwich?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I already know. But it's like,
damn, some people like those.
Like I heard, I'm like Farmer in the deli. I'm not picking nothing else. Don't care.
I can't. So yeah, let's get to some new music that dropped. 21 Savage dropped his album.
I can't wait to listen to that.
I skimmed through.
I need to be in the right.
Oh, I listened to it.
I want to be in the right space to listen to it.
I thought you were good. I was at work.
I was at work listening to it, and then like I'm on the beanbags chilling, and the kids is just like, it was over. Yeah.
But I want to listen to. I want to listen to it.
It's really good. It's really good.
I've heard
clips
of Red Room, and I'm excited to hear the rest of the project.
Yes, it's very good. Book of Clarence soundtrack dropped. Obviously, the D'Angelo Jay Z 9-minute song.
I mean, that's nothing new. Like, I feel like that's nothing new.
Yeah. Doja Cat verse on Zeezus. Great.
So is everyone converting to being Doja Cat fans?
I've always been a Doja Cat fan. You can ask him. I didn't hop off
something
the boat.
Wrong with that child.
I stayed on the boat.
I mean, I'm beyond. All right.
Something wrong with the child. She scares me.
As of late, her music has been
interesting to me.
Interesting as of late. Not like I've always knew like she put out songs and like.
But as of lately,
There's been like, all right, I'm
catching you.
Yeah, but like I've sat down like, okay, let's do a project. Like, okay, cool. Like this, I really like her recent project. Yeah. The name's not coming to my head right now, but.
Scarlet.
There you go. I was just thinking red, so that's why I was on my color.
Yeah, it had a red spider on it.
But as of late, like, yeah, I've been listening to, you know, so I can't say like I was a fan off the jump. I was aware of her.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then it was like, I think a clip that I was like, all right, I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to see what's up. I'm going to give everybody a shot eventually.
Got to. Definitely give her a shot.
Everybody. Nope. I'm gonna be aware of you. I'm like, oh, I know you exist. Yeah. You know, but
I told you. Once you did that little demonic picture, once you embraced that thing too much, you scared me.
But the point, that was the whole point of it.
Nope.
That was the point.
I'm West Indian. You know we don't play that shit.
I know, but that's the point. She not West Indian.
Bro, my grandmother was mad when I brought a Harry Potter book, a book home, bro. We don't,
my dad definitely was upset.
You feel? Exactly. You know what we went through? Like, seeing that shit, I was like, oh, you went a little too far.
Let her
like,
have the book.
Oh, man.
Yes. He was not with that shit at all.
But damn. It was like wizardry. Witchcraft.
No, witchcraft.
Yeah.
But Ariana Grande dropped her new song, which marks her first solo endeavor since 2020. Samples Cold Hearted Snake from Paula Abdul.
Okay.
And basically claps back at critics saying, your business is yours, mine's is mine. Why do you care so much whose dick I ride?
Oh, okay. I like this.
I like the snapback. Go ahead.
Because okay. She's always done this, but now that she's a little bit older, mm-hmm. now she's like,
now
oh,
it's going to hit harder.
It's like, all right, yeah, talk your shit.
Talk your shit. Cudi and ASAP Rocky dropped WOW.
Okay.
Maybe the internet obviously came up with some theory that there are some Drake shots in there from Rocky. These niggas can't stomach me. Gotta get a metric.
I gotta hear it. I gotta hear the song because I'm gonna look out for that line, but I gotta hear it and how it sounds. Yeah. And like, okay,
yeah, that we'll should see. Be yeah. Honey Baby T's Cali's verse on Touching.
Shout out to Honey Baby.
She's I love that song.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Thank
Honey
you.
Honey Baby's making. She's
thank
making
you,
moves.
Tidal, for recommending her.
She been making moves.
Yeah. So. And I like the verse. The verse is cute. Everybody's in love with Cali. Joel Santana previewed a new single.
He did?
Yes, he did. You guys want to listen?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? I got it made. What's up? I get paid, what's up? I do my thing, what's up? We ain't the same, what's up? Use the lane, what's up? Small change, what's up? I don't play games, what's up? Stay in your lane, what's up?
Special ass sample.
Okay.
I got it made.
Sample's cool. Sample, nice flip. Yeah, it's giving album mode Joel for real.
Yeah.
Cause that's how I'm hearing him. Like, I'm just thinking about his old stuff, mm-hmm. Clockwork, and just how like that. That old type whistle. Of energy.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that.
Facts.
So, yeah, we need the whistle on that. We need that on there.
Definitely.
To make it official. We need
have
the whistle.
Have to put
no
the whistle.
No pun intended.
Fab dropped a new freestyle.
Oh, I'm excited for Fab.
Man, drop a soul tape, bro.
I've been asking for a soul tape for five years now.
I mean,
he
I'm
could
glad
do
he did it.
It
three. I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm... Yeah, well, one, but I feel like that was just a time, and I feel like
damn. So you think we never
think
gonna
the soul
get
tape
one?
Ever done?
I feel like we get. I feel like we'll get one. Like we've always got like another Carter, like from Lil Wayne, like mm-hmm. you know. But I feel like he's trying to evolve it, and he just. I think that's what I think. Like he's just trying to figure out where to go, and he don't want to disappoint y'all because he know everybody gonna come mm-hmm. and come hard and really just critique that project.
Yep. Yep. Don't overthink it.
You didn't overthink any of them.
Mm-hmm.
The Game and Big Hit drop Paisley Dreams.
Shout out to Big Hit. I love his confidence.
First, real nigga second. Red stripes on my Adidas, cause can't nobody check them. Born with no direction, so I carved out my section. You gotta live life until just waking up become a blessing.
Is amazing.
West Side Legend.
Hit Boy.
My fighting style checking.
Yeah.
That man, he don't be missing.
Mm-hmm. At all. But any new drops y'all excited for? We are in the beginning of the year. 21 gave it
I know
to
I'm
us,
definitely
and
gay.
Kid Cudi already gave it to us. So, anybody else y'all like really excited to see?
Yeah, this artist named Fergie Baby. Yeah, Fergie Baby dropping sometime this soon.
I love Fergie Baby.
Yeah,
he is
also Mel. Mel's an R&B singer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's dropping soon too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Getting into your R&B bag. Love it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to piggyback off that Fergie baby.
You going to piggyback off of Fergie baby?
Yeah, that Who Bigger single.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love the video. I loved everything. I was like, yeah, this is gonna be exciting to see.
A lot more soon.
Hopefully, her. I'm excited to see what she's. Sir.
You said sir.
Sir and her.
Oh, okay. But I love her.
I love her.
Yeah.
Her is amazing.
I don't know why I think that was funny.
Purple.
No, I want to go see it. Need to go see it.
Yeah. Let me know what you think.
How long is it?
The Color Purple?
Yeah, the new one. Because I know that old one felt like a fucking book.
Yeah.
It's a musical? Okay.
It's a musical?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all bad.
I think I knew that, but I was just like double checking real quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kehlani and Summer Walker. And SZA, whenever people stop. Leaking her stuff. Shit. Fucking getting me tight. Like, you can't stop these leaks.
I would say I'm sorry for Kalani. You can't stop the leaks, but
you, yes, honestly,
you can.
How?
You can absolutely can.
Give the people
the
rules.
Tell the world how.
Simply unplug the ether cable, turn off the Wi-Fi off your computer, and airdrop the bounce. It's not that hard. When you're going with features, get an assistant to drop off the hard drive. Like, y'all gotta stop depending on... Stop. The convenience thing is killing y'all. It is. The convenience thing is fucking killing artists today.
Yo, hackers gonna hack, though. They gonna find a way.
I promise you.
I'm telling you, they gonna find
a
way.
I promise you, it is the easiest way.
Hey.
Simply unplug the cable.
Yeah.
Turn off the Wi-Fi and airdrop the bounce. If you need a feature, take an assistant to the feature with the hard drive. No, we're not even y'all.
Yeah, we moving like this, the Krabby Patty formula. Like,
yes, I'm helping y'all out. Please, guys, save yourselves.
Take notes, everybody.
I'm tired of hearing this stupid.
Well, just drop the shit once it's leaked. Like, come on, party
that
done,
too.
Drop it.
But not everybody wants to do that because once it's leaked, it's leaked. You saw how Nicki felt about that shit with Kanye. Oh,
so once it's leaked, then I'm dropping a video.
I mean,
I'd have just dropped the video and never dropped the song now.
But the song gotta go on.
It still gotta go
to DSPs, technically.
True.
Still gotta get the DSPs.
I mean, I would do it. Old Drake did was like, yeah, elite, and then when the album dropped, it's a whole different type of project.
That's true.
That's all.
That's more work for them. But you're giving them more work.
It's more work to take the leak out.
Yeah, take it out.
It's more work to get rid of the leak. It's more. You gotta hunt that down. You gotta do a whole bunch of other stuff. To be like, all right, bet we're just gonna go in the studio, rewrite a little bit things, switch up the melody, and drop something new. And her fans gonna be like, oh shit.
Okay.
You went into the studio, made something new for us. Love you more.
Yeah.
SZA, do it.
SZA, please. Save yourself, sis. Jesus. Okay, so new TVs and movies. Michael Jackson biopic coming.
Too many for me, and I lost track of how many that I've seen, and...
Oh, my God.
I would want to see it. I'm not saying I'm not going to see it.
I'm not. I'm good.
But you said, but why are you not going to see it?
I'm
going to
see it, but like you said, I'm not like, ooh, but yeah. I've just said it's just too many I've seen and came through, so I'm just like, all right.
How many times y'all going to keep telling us the same story?
Exactly. That's why I don't want to go see it. We know the story.
Y'all don't laugh.
We know the story. It don't make it no specialist. His family playing it. We know the story.
But maybe
there's different angles. Different stories come out.
That may give you a different angle. That's the only reason why I might be a little more excited.
There's always different angles when it comes to every which one
is involved, and they're actually creating it because they can spread some tea that you know. Nobody
are you here
is.
For the tea or are you here for
I'm
the
I'm here for
the
tea.
History?
I'm here for everything.
Okay.
The tea is a history.
They about to ruin this boy's life. He can't even defend himself in this movie.
His nephew is playing Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it was crazy. Man. Yeah. His nephew is playing him.
Yeah. So, it should be
and he's excited. So, you know, that's good. I saw that little post here. He's excited for the
Yo, they
the
can't
role.
Call Flex.
What?
Give Flex a role.
What?
What?
Yeah, let him bounce back from his old Mike Jack movie, you know?
Oh my God, no. Oh my God, don't ever talk about that movie.
But why not? We talking about biopics. No, like, we can't talk about that one.
About Flex, though.
It's not about Flex.
Right now, it's just not about Flex. And Flex, the fact you singled him out.
Yeah. Flex needs some love, man. He tried.
What you
it
mean?
Wasn't his fault. He didn't budget the movie. He tried his best.
Listen.
Y'all can't let him bounce back from that.
I'm not laughing at Flex right now. I'm not laughing. Shout out to Flex
and Michael Jackson and Jafar.
Oh, that's the nephew name, right?
Yeah, that's the nephew.
Jafar.
Shut up.
I'm on my business, man.
Amy Winehouse, there's another bio dot. It seems like this April thing.
I'm excited to see that.
We're
going to
get a lot of movies in April.
I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, that I don't want to cry again. I already cried at the first one. I was bawling in tears. Tears at the end, like bawling. It was so hard. I don't know if I can go through that again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just excited to see that one.
I don't know if I can go through that, but it's hard on my heart. Marissa Abiel, it will star as Amy and it premieres April 12th. I just want to know why Gaga wasn't called.
Like, they probably don't got the money for that.
Probably. That kind of makes a lot of sense. More time.
You know?
She don't have the time for that.
She might have Cat Williams situation.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, she got to wear a dress?
No, she just like, I'm just not.
It's not for me.
Yeah, you know. Somebody else had to wear a dress and they didn't want to wear the dress, so.
That's
the same way you said Ricky Smiley had to wear a dress.
Fucking Ricky Smiley.
So this is something in his contract.
I did want to talk about Power with y'all.
Mm-hmm. Raising Kanan, which one's your favorite out the verse? Is it Ghost? Is it Force or is it Raising Kanan?
It's Raising Kanan.
Raising Kanan, there we go.
Raising Kanan. Mm-hmm.
And it's, crazy. I just had this conversation. Force. Then Force.
It's Raising Kanan. Then it's Force. No. Force, then Ghost.
Nah, Ghost is second for me. How you put Ghost last? That tells the story.
Because I'm just saying, I need to reek to break. I don't know. It's a lot of things going on. Tariq has done to where it's like, you all right, my guy? Are you good? Because you've bodied about maybe 6 people, and I don't know. I'm just like, I'm thinking that if I was just bodied 6 people and just like, maybe I'm just not built like that. Maybe I'm not to body 6 people. Maybe 1, but maybe not 6. But...
And still be able to move the way.
I mean, I'm just a little confused how he still does all of this with no vehicle.
He has a vehicle from time to time. But he's been
from time to time he's had vehicles.
He's been getting around.
Like you really calling an Uber everywhere you go to do this, and then it's like Tariq, at your age, you ain't caught yet.
Ain't no way he's doing Uber. He's getting on the train. He can't do Uber.
Whatever he's doing, it's just like I gotta put Kanan and Force, then Ghost.
Force has been getting good, so I'm excited.
And I know y'all hated it because it started off slow. It started off slow, but
I didn't mind it.
Yeah, so you gotta build it up.
I didn't mind
it.
They're still on third.
I'm excited for Raising Kanan because it's just how everything started.
That's the thing. I'm just like, where's Ghost coming?
Mm-hmm. I have a theory.
Where's Breeze?
Where's Angela?
I have a theory. Lou is Ghost's dad. Both drunks, both own clubs.
Nah, but didn't Ghost buy a club? All right, maybe I gotta run back to Power and see what club that was that he bought.
That's my theory. Lulu is Ghost's dad.
Nah, did they not show Ghost's dad on Power?
No, they talked about him.
They didn't show Ghost's father in Power when he bought the club.
Damn it, 50, you smart for this. Now I gotta rewatch stuff.
That was Tommy standing outside with him at the club.
I gotta rewatch stuff now.
I gotta go back to Power.
50,
to see.
You did a good job. 50, you did a good job, man. Because I gotta go back and watch Power now.
Yeah, that's my theory now. After seeing that club,
And it was a jazz club.
And
he wanted to buy it for Raina.
Goddamn. Yep. That's my theory.
But I need to know. Hold on. I don't know if you know this answer off the top of your head.
Yes.
How far apart in age are Kanan and
Ghost. Exactly.
How far apart in age? That is another difference right there. Were they close to age?
Cause remember, we didn't see Ghost yet.
No, we know we didn't see Ghost. Yeah, but you just said the theory.
Yeah.
But like.
Oh, that means do we know
if we go like 10, right? Can we Google right now the age of Power? What is the age of Kanan? Older Kanan and Ghost, and if they're like, if they're older 12,
Kanan.
If they're how old is Kanan right now in the show? 16, 15, 14? Like, I would say 14.
14.
Four, let's go with 14. So
he's 15. Kanan is 15.
Kanan's 15. Mm-hmm. So Kanan, the older Kanan is 15 years older than.
All right, somebody already asked. They're 5 years apart.
Mm. Bingos. Damn. Yep, yeah, that's my theory. I'm sticking with that.
I like that theory though.
I'm sticking with it. Until 50 tells me no, my theory is that's that dead.
Oh, I got some. Yeah,
it could be. Tell See.
Yeah, because you okay. actually right, because he was dealing with some shorty before. At one point, I think she went away or went to L.A. I don't know. She died?
No.
She died, but she might have had the baby. She might have had the baby in L.A.
We don't know.
And then came back.
Damn, my heart pounding.
Wait, so you know how in this most recent episode, he was talking with Marvin about fatherhood and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like somebody's gonna come back and spring a baby. Because why would you bring that up?
Out of random, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
He's been struggling already with mm-hmm. raising Lorraine, so I don't think that that's a problem.
No offense. Sorry, Lou. I think he's about to die. Because you can't kill off Marlon. He's been doing very good for character development, and the fans love him.
Honestly,
You love him.
Yeah. You kill Marvin, we stop.
We've seen the character. Like, he is a killer. He's a stone cold killer.
Marlon about to get wrapped up at the cops.
But that's where Lou comes in. He's going to be the big brother. Mm-hmm. No, he's the little brother. No, who's older? Marvin?
Marvin's older.
Yeah.
Little brother going to get in the way. Because it's just family. And I feel like Marvin going to blame Rock.
Yeah, just like CJ blames everything on Rock.
Why not?
It's not all her fault. People have choices. Yo,
Power have some horrible mothers, all right? When you go back to it.
Rock put a gun in her son's bag.
That was like, never wild,
bro. Tasha over here selling drugs with her kid. Monet Wildin. Monet,
the mothers in power.
The mothers in power are ridiculous.
They are gangsters.
Even the grandmother, she a drunk.
They are gangsters. I can definitely see that being popped up on like, here you go, you do have a baby. You know, as soon as Lou passed, rest in peace to Lou. it's gonna be really.
He's not gonna die.
If. Yes.
He's not going
to
die.
Honestly, if you have to kill
theory,
somebody.
For your theory.
For my theory, yes. He has to die.
So accept it.
Yeah.
Accept that Lou has to die because it's for your theory to live.
And then, you know, watching it, if you see.
It makes sense.
Who else would you kill?
Marvin's telling his son, like, your dad used to own a club.
Yeah, honestly, who else would you kill?
Your dad owned a club, all that. You know, he was a good, you know, he was into music. He had a different hustle outside of the game. Be like your father. Because Marvin's like that.
Marvin would definitely tell a young ghost something like that. And damn, older ghost got a club and sell drugs.
How y'all feel about Ronnie?
Ronnie might be Breeze.
Kane is going to kill Ronnie.
You don't think Ronnie is Breeze? The one that taught Kane and Ghost and Tommy the game?
No.
Remember? Why?
No, I don't.
So Breeze might show up later on.
Yes, I feel... I got to rewatch that, but I feel like, yes.
Okay.
Kane is going to kill Ronnie, because everyone knows how crazy Ronnie is. And I do remember Ghost and Tommy talking about how Kanan had to kill somebody in Queens that got a lot of respect from everybody, and that made people very scared of him because he kills somebody. We don't know who, but I'm looking how Ronnie's moving. Yeah, I'm scared of Ronnie. I'm not getting it. Ronnie killed brother Neek. I feel like he's gonna kill a little bit more people.
Yeah.
Okay.
This could be Kanan's climax.
Because he's going to have to get revenge on Uncle Lou. Mm-hmm. Uncle Lou.
My theory is right.
Yeah.
Because you saw he stood up for Uncle Lou.
50 is going to beat me up.
I'm sorry, you didn't see it, but he stood up. You know how he stood up for Uncle Lou.
50, don't beat me up. Please. If I'm right, please don't beat me up.
If we're right, just call us for the next season.
For the next
season.
Thank you.
Season what 5. We've been saying, I know we're going season 4 right now, but season
I don't
5.
Care. I don't care what season episode, five. Season, what season, what show.
Season 4 is done. Tariq said it's been done. He's in Jamaica.
No, I'm Tariq. Why are you talking about? I'm talking about for Raising Kanan. They shoot season four now, but season five, come holler at us. Yeah.
I don't care which show.
You just want to be on
the show. You can put me on BMF too. I don't care. I'll do whatever.
I can't wait for BMF.
Because
I want to see excited. I want to see 2 Chainz. Yes. I'm trying to see Lil Baby. I'm trying to see.
Yeah,
no, I want to see how they act.
I don't know if I even want to see Lil Baby, to be honest with you.
Huh?
I don't know if I want to see Lil Baby.
Oh, man.
I want to see how that.
I want to see his energy. Does he embody the character, or is it just one of those, you know, those TV shows where everybody claps every time, you know, when he comes in? Oh my God, Lil Baby!
He might. I don't even think he probably wanted to be talking.
You know, and he waves the ball. I feel like he got a good role. I feel like 50 Cent. I feel like 50 Cent put in the work.
Mm. Yeah.
I feel like not to say like that,
but you know,
sorry, 50.
He had to work,
Lil Baby. Yo. But I feel like he took that role serious. He probably took some acting classes.
I'm here for it.
I wouldn't be surprised. I feel like Lil Baby might even take some acting classes. Yeah.
He ain't making no more music.
Who?
Lil Baby. So
why not? Why not? He's been dropping some singles.
He about to get into acting.
Oh, you think he's gonna just dip?
Clip.
I mean, nah. Yeah.
Damn.
We saw what happened with ASAP when he got into fashion.
Yeah.
It's all right.
He's dropping music.
He's doing it now. Cause he's not with the fashion.
He's still with the fashion.
It ain't.
I mean,
there's a theory there. Okay. I mean,
he's kind of taking a break from it. Like when he was with the fashion, it was no music.
And right now,
he had to take the time.
Well, he's in the liquor business right now. He just stopped some liquor.
He did.
Which is very delicious, by the way.
You did? You had it?
I've had it.
Okay.
I had it, but everybody drank it.
I like how the bottle looks. The bottle looks very nice.
Yeah. The bottle was great. There's two cups on each side.
Oh, word.
Yeah, shit's fire. It's really good.
Okay.
Really shout out to ASAP Rocky. What's the name of it again? You don't know?
I don't know.
But it's green.
It's green. Let's look it up. Definitely want to make sure we shout this out. Because Rocky, give us some liquor.
Not music. Damn.
No.
You see? You there you go. You're not even thinking about the music from him.
Mercer and Prince.
There you go. I knew it was an M. I just didn't want to mess it up. Yep. Thank you.
Mercer and Prince.
He should have put a QR code on a bottle
for
a single or something. Like, nigga, use your head.
They never think that. They never think like that anymore.
They probably do. It's just probably something you just gotta. It's distribution. It might be difficult to make. I don't know how to. Maybe, unless you put a stick on every one of those bottles, but it just defeats the bottle.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's interesting.
Somebody gotta figure it out. Make it like a Willy Wonka ticket. Certain bottles got.
Give me the budget, I'll figure it out.
Facts. Yeah. We'll figure it out. But it is time for pick of the week. CJ, you got a song? Or no?
Yeah, I'm gonna just play this because I played this the other day.
Okay.
And.
It's the vibe, okay?
I can't let you.
Yo, chill. First of all, the DJ played this at my baby shower.
You said his.
DJ played this at my baby shower. I shit you not. Grandma there looking at me and everything.
Fucking crazy ass.
Yeah. The game was for me.
Squad.
You got the only one killer bee, and he ain't gonna kill now. Drop that down, pass her all around. Nerves get hard, quick, she back to the ground. For an EMC, maybe I'll set up the show ended. Maybe the show ended now.
That performance, that last performance.
Yeah.
Damn.
Ooh, baby, I like it.
I remember the scene this one was in the park and I was like, what's going on? I was like, it's a lot going on in this.
So much happening. Okay. Joe, what you got for us?
I got Allure by Jay-Z. That's just been my vibe this week.
Love it.
Yeah, my wife has been putting it on in the car, and every time she's been putting it on, it's just speaking to me.
Yes.
It's just this song this week, so that's been my pick.
Yes.
Young is the life. More scared is the life. Yes. I don't know why.
intoxicate, man. You don't know why you do what you do. Yes. Be a law, rub breaking the law. It's always too much for me to ever know. I got a thing for them big body Benzes. It dulls my senses. In love with a V-dub engine. Man, I'm high off life. Fucking I wasted. They even ate kicks. All the marble K-wrists. My women friend get tennis bracelets. Chicks the winners get they winners replaced with. The sun, it ain't even fun no more. I'm jaded. Man, it's just a game. I just play to play. Put my feet in the footprints left of me. Without saying the word, the ghetto's got a mental telepathy. Man, my brother hustles so naturally. Up next is me, and what perplexes me? Should I know how this movie ends? Still I play the star role in Hovito's way. It's just like I solemnly swear. Change my approach, stop shaving coat. Stay away from hoes, put down the toes. Cause I be doing the most. Oh no, but every time I felt bad was that. Call me right back.
Love it. My pick of the week is going to be Play Nice. It's called Pick Up Your Phone. Appreciate you so much, Joe, for stopping by.
This was great
seeing you.
Thanks, it was great seeing you guys. Thank you. No last comments. It was just fun. I had a good time, so great. Thank you. This was a good first experience for me.
Yes.
Being in front of the mic, so I hope to. This will be the start off for a lot more podcasts to reach out to say what's up.
Yes, absolutely.
Hope y'all enjoyed my energy too.
Definitely come back.
Yes. You know? Yes, please come back.
Yes.
Well. It was great hearing from you guys. We'll talk soon. Talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Later.
Later, guys.